The Austinification of American Christianity. Read by the author, yours truly, Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute and host of the Daily Bible Answer Man broadcast. There is a way that seems oh so right, but in the end it leads to death. King Solomon. From the back cover. Austinification is nothing short of the wholesale transformation of American Christianity, the fresh new face of baptized humanistic psychology, a new Babel, reaching to the heavens, all the while promising your best life now. In short, Joel Osteen is the de facto high priest of a new brand of Christianity, perfectly suited for a feel-good generation. And his claim to America's largest church is just a small part of the story. With 1 billion impressions per month on Facebook and Twitter combined, he's the hip new personification of God talk in America. But behind Osteenian affirmations such as, I am prosperous, I'm anointed, my God is a supersizing God, there lies a darker hue. Behind the smile is a robust emphasis on that which is negative. If you're healthy and prosperous, words created your reality. Conversely, however, if your baby dies or your spouse contracts cancer, you are the prime suspect. Here's what he says. The moment you speak something out, you give birth to it. This is a spiritual principle, and it works, whether what you are saying is good or bad, positive or negative. From Genesis to Revelation, Osteen simply uses Scripture to communicate whatever he wants. Not even Mormons or Jehovah's Witnesses treat the Scriptures with such disregard. They at least attempt to grapple with the biblical languages. Osteen does not so much as seriously consider even the English text. Indeed, that is what the Osteenification of Christianity is. It is conforming Scripture to cultural norms as opposed to allowing the plain reading of the text to transform. The glory of the cross exchanged for the paltry glory of consumerism.